Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfulloutcom. Once again, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I am Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about following your senses. So it could be your sense of smell that's your guide. It could be your taste. Maybe you're a really good cook. You know, maybe you kind of touch life, and you know, that is how you navigate different circumstances. The thing is, we all have to learn to rely on our senses, and if one should be taken away, like for me being legally blind, then sometimes those others, they magnify even more. So we're going to be talking about how you can use your senses in life to overcome challenges and take action. And I also want to make sure that if you want to hear today's show again, that you do go to livingfullout.com. All of our episodes will be waiting there for you. You can just pick the one that resonates most with what you're going through. And in our next segment, we're going to be joined by our inspirational guest, Joan Brock, who, believe it or not, worked at a school for blind children and went blind. It's an amazing story, and actually got picked up by Lifetime for a movie. So I'm so excited to share that with you. And most of all today, it is all about you living full out. So we can't wait to give you those words of inspiration so you can move forward and follow your senses. Now, I'm getting word from our producer that we do have a listener on the line. We're going to go check in with them. Hello, welcome to the Living Full Out Show.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much. How can I help you?
All right. I have a quick question. I'm a college student, and I have a tight budget, but I want to take care of my diet and my health. So I was wondering, how can I focus on my diet and health while being a student and on a low budget?
Tight budget. Yeah, no, I know that. Boy, sometimes you only want to have so many Top Ramens, huh? And then you're done.
Yeah.
With the, the college staple, for me, it was that and Mountain Dew. But you know, here's the thing. Actually, as expensive as food is, we actually had a guest on our show years ago, but he gave us some really great advice. He would actually buy his food at the 99 cent store. Now, granted, the 99 cent store has some things over 99 cents, but he was getting tuna and fresh veggies. And, you know, he actually lost 250 pounds because his whole thing was he was overweight. He was like 400 pounds and he looked at himself in a music video because he was an artist, and he's like, who is that fat guy? But he lost the weight because he didn't have a lot of money. He lost the weight by walking and buying his food from the 99 cent store. Just a tip. Now, the thing is you want to obviously, you know, honor where your dietary needs are. You know, if somebody is gluten-free or needs certain accommodations, you have to do that. Do you have allergies? Do you have any special needs when it comes to food, or are you pretty open?
Yeah, I have allergies. I have actually, like you mentioned, gluten allergies and dairy mm-hmm. allergy.
Right. So you have to obviously really consider what you put in your mouth. Now, have you considered going on like Facebook or, you know, consider joining some groups? I mean, other people that have perhaps your same dietary needs. Have you kind of hooked up with anybody else?
No, actually, I never thought of that.
Okay. The reason why I suggest that is because a lot of times, and I do give it to Facebook on this front, they have a lot of great groups. So does LinkedIn, but Facebook would just be more in sync with like this nutrition aspect. But A lot of times chitter chatter can happen there where, you're able to find out about resources, whether it's free or low cost or just tips. The other thing that you might want to consider, because I'm going to say this because I know you're on a budget, you might also consider teaming up with someone who is into fitness and nutrition. You know, consider finding another student who perhaps has a different area of study other than you. Because in life, we don't know what we don't know, right? Like, what's your major? What is your focus?
Computer science.
So yeah. I bet somebody studying nutrition knows nothing about computer science. Just like how, right? How you're not studying nutrition. You're actually in a great position where you could turn to another student. You could say, hey, you know what? Let me be your first client. Or what have you learned in school that would help somebody like me? It's almost like you're creating an internship for them, their first client, right? And maybe they could put together some recipes, or maybe, you know, in considering, you know, your dietary needs, maybe they can tap into resources that they have that you don't, that would give you, you know, some of those tips. I highly recommend doing that. You know, back when I was in school and I needed, you know, someone to like look at papers I was writing, or if I had tech needs, because I'm not a tech person at all like you. You're super smart in that, right? But, you know, you have a wealth of information right there. And the other thing too is, where sometimes we might need to spend more money, and I know things right now are so expensive, but, you know, food is so important. It is your fuel. It is what allows you to think. It's what allows you to have the energy to study. You know, if I was going to go slim on something, I might watch one less movie. You know, I might downgrade my cell phone bill. I might, not buy clothes or certain things. But on the food front, that is really, as a college student especially, you need that. But you might just want to figure out ways in which you can get options. That's why I'm having you turn to another college student in nutrition or fitness, because I think you just need ideas. You know, sometimes, again, we don't know what we don't know. So if your go-to has been a certain product and you like it, it tastes good, but maybe it's just gotten really expensive with just, you know, prices these days, it would be very interesting to see, okay, what is there? Is there another product option? Is there another way that I can get those same nutrients, maybe through a drink, maybe through food that you're not aware of? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and also, I can tell, you know, I think everybody goes through those college days when, you know, money's tight. And sometimes, I'll be honest, money's tight when you get into your 40s. Sometimes it's not any better, right? That's just always going to happen. But this is when you get creative. This is when you look for those resources. And it just might open up a whole breadth of options for you that you don't even know about. Okay.
Yeah.
So I really appreciate you calling in, because I think that so many are nodding their heads listening to us talking, because they're like, yeah, my favorite coffee, the formula my kid depends on, you know, everything's just a little bit out of sync right now, price-wise, but you're in a really good position actually being at school, being able to lean on those resources. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you
so
much.
Awesome. You got it. Thank you. And I'm so glad that she actually asked that question, because today we're talking about following our senses, right? And again, food, what we hear, what we smell, what we taste, what we touch, you know, we want to do things, invest in aspects of our life, products, services that are going to allow us to thrive. And I mean that sincerely. I remember in the early years when I got a commission at a job I was at, and this is before I lost my sight, to me, an Angora robe. I'm not a big robe person, but for some reason, I wanted to wake up every day and be able to feel that black Angora robe. It just kind of set the tone for luxury and, you know, the wealth I wanted to have and the status I wanted to have and who I wanted to be. Now for you, it might be something different. It might be another form of touch, you know, investing in nice high quality sheets or comforters so that you really get that beautiful sleep at night. You know, there is a huge difference in the different threads of different sheets and pillowcases and all that. And you spend so much time in bed, right? We want to think about that. And so over the course of this show, I want you to think about where in your life, all these different senses you have, what smells make you get fired up and make you feel vibrant and happy? You know, what tastes have you feeling healthy or get you all juiced up and just feeling satisfied? You know, what would you like to see, whether it's paint on the wall of a certain color or pictures, or, you know, maybe moving somewhere and living somewhere where you can look out the window and be inspired by greenery? You know, this is the time that we make those changes. So follow your senses today. Let's kind of look at where in life you need to kind of get some workarounds going. Now, stay with us. We're going to be joined by Joan Brock again, going blind while working at a blind school. You can't make it up. It's an amazing story. Stay with us. I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
Life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy, so we don't miss out on what matters. Like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. As a life coach, Nancy can teach you how to stay strong under pressure and work through challenges you face. Being legally blind, Nancy inspires others to be resilient in overcoming obstacles and live full out. You can ask Nancy for advice in your life on relationships, finance, business, health, and more. Just call in at 800-333-0001. Once again, that's 800-333-0001. Now, here's Nancy.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about following your senses. So this is going to be different for everyone as to how, you know, our taste, our touch, our smell, all the senses, our sight guide us, you know, to navigating the storms in life, yet going after what we want in life. And we always look for inspirational guests that we feel really demonstrate what it means to live full out. And today we have brought you Joan Brock, and I don't want to give her story away, but I'm just telling you, as a fellow visually impaired, legally blind person, I can tell you that I admire her very much for having lost her sight so quickly. Mine kind of dissipated and went away over time. Hers, it was literally a blink of time. So I'd very much like to welcome Joan to the show.
Thank you, Nancy. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. And Joan, I know that, gosh, little Joan, early on, you grew up with, you know, your father was a pastor, you had two older brothers, really kind of a conservative upbringing, but you were a go-getter. You were an active gal, and you know, while some of us, myself, are still looking for that Prince Charming, you met him early. You met Joe while working at at a hospital, a mental health hospital, and then you got married fairly quickly, within a year, and followed Joe to Iowa and found both of you working at a school for the blind. Again, being legally blind, I again admire that very much. Now, at that school, though, that same young Joan go-getter, you were like full throttle all about helping those kiddos. I mean, what were some of the ways in which you served the kids and different certifications, different like trainings you had to have?
Well, first, I want to clarify, too, I was not blind during that time, and that which is part of the ironic part of the story, much less almost unbelievable part of the story. But I began working at the school when Joe had already been there 2 years, so I'll clarify that. But I came, and we got married, and I had never worked with blind children or didn't really know much about anything about visual impairment, so it was on-the-job training for sure. But the Those students really began teaching me how to teach them. You listen and you tune in and you get in-service training, certainly with staff. But it was very exciting and lots of fun. But then I became a certified Brailleist, and then I was teaching CPR to staff, and I was just trying to put my foot in the door in every way possible. And that's how I began my employment at the School for the Blind.
Well, I mean, I'm sure were such a great role model for those kiddos. I mean, you were a house mom to like 10 blind boys. You were out there in the community. I mean, you were just doing it. And then along the way, you had Joy, your daughter. Yeah. And that obviously very exciting. So, you know, you really had a picture perfect life, a great husband, daughter, job that you were passionate about. And I know that the day came when you were kind of starting to feel a little fatigued, but you thought just maybe you were working a lot. But then there was the day when you were trying to help Joy find some socks, and that was perplexing to you. What happened there?
That is really the first moment when I went back in time that I realized there was a problem, and I was looking for her pink socks, and I could see the white and the yellow and the brown or whatever, but the pink ones weren't in the drawer. And Joy very quickly came over and grabbed the socks and handed them to me, and when I looked at those socks, they were white. And so, unfortunately, what was happening, unbeknownst to me, was that whatever was infiltrating my system was affecting the cones and rods, which give you your color and depth perception, and it was affecting that part of my vision first. And, it went very quickly, and long story short, in 3 weeks' time, I lost my sight. It infiltrated the cones and rods as well as the veins and cells going to the retina, and it caused a form of macular degeneration. I want to be very careful about that because it doesn't happen that way. This was a very rare situation. And in 3 weeks' time, I went blind.
Wow. And again, I'm with you because although my vision loss with retinitis pigmentosa has been, you know, decades in getting worse, yours was like overnight, must have felt that way. But I can appreciate one of the first processes in the grieving process of one losing their vision is denial. And I mean, you really thought it was going to come back. And the doctors were pretty fierce saying, no, Joan, this is real. Where do you even begin? Like this new reality?
Well, the reality that you're talking about is odd in itself. I was right there at a School for the Blind. I had been teaching blind children for 5 years. All of my friends were specialists in the field of teaching visually impaired, and they knew what to do with me. My husband, Joe, knew what to do with me. I knew what to do with me. And it was just, I think when I had to face what the doctors were saying, then it was time to integrate those skills that I'd been teaching into my own life. However, I still had all of this help and all of everything right at my fingertips. I really was using denial as a buffer to, you know, stiff upper lip and, I know what I'm doing. I work at a school for blind children. I can do this, you know. But denial didn't help me too much except to get through those days and weeks and months and years.
Well, and I know that word. I know that feeling. And Joe was a great support to you, and as your husband, I think he just tried to pitch in and help make life easier, and Joy, too. Joy was your eyes, but, you know, life wasn't done teaching you lessons, sadly, and Joe got sick himself with cancer and went pretty quickly within 7 months, and is it fair to say, Joan, that when Joe passed, that was the first time that you really had to even further dig in, because now you lost one of the people that were your eyes?
Absolutely. When the reality of losing a spouse comes about at such a young age, there's a lot of disbelief again. There was just another level of not understanding what was going on. And the one thing I did understand that going blind was nothing. You know, when you lose your spouse, it just puts you in a whole nother level of trying to get through life. And I had a little girl. She was three when she became my eyes and eight when Joe died. And I had to do something. And first was to accept what had happened. And accepting is a hard thing when it's that level of loss.
Well,
but
and
it had to happen.
Yeah, and I want to take a quick break here, but I want to come back to that because accepting has us then have to take action. And so I want you to stay with us, everybody, today. It is about following your senses as you live full out. So I'm Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We're going to be right back after this break. More with Joan Brock.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today.
The
only thing I didn't learn
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Nancy Soleri, certified life and business coach. I want to invite you to the Personal Development Bootcamp. During the bootcamp, we're going to be looking at taking those insecurities that you have and getting rid of them. We're also going to look at ways in which you can thrive and live a life full of purpose. Go to livingfullout.com/bootcamp, livingfullout.com/bootcamp to sign up. I believe in you, and here's to you living your life full out.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down. Get it.
it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Soleri. With Nancy's expertise, you'll learn how to embrace your potential and strive for success. If you have a question or need further support, send us an email at connect@livingfullout.com. Now, here's Nancy.
Welcome back. I'm Nancy Soleri, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about following your senses. And we have brought you an inspirational guest today, Joan Brock, for whom, like me, has lost vision. She went blind within a 3-week period of time, and she was sharing with us about that. But what happens when you lose a sense? You know, do the others amplify? You know, how do you step out of denial and into action? So I'd very much like to welcome Joan back to the show.
Thank you, Nancy.
And Joan, you know, you talked in the last segment about, you know, the loss of your vision and then the loss of your husband, Joe. And I know, like so many people, we need support. And you moved back to Bakersfield, California to be near your family. And you must have won the love lottery, girl, because you then, within a short amount of time, met Jim Brock, your current hubby of today. Okay. And so, well, in the love department and in the family department, you were strong. You know, you still had to navigate the loss of vision and just, you know, things I'm sure that you wish you could see, like things that Joy did growing up. And I can appreciate too, you know, just those nights or days when you just wish you could see something, you wish you could drive somewhere. I mean, you wish, right? And you have these moments where you have just gone into the bathtub with a washcloth. When would you do that most? What took you to that dark side?
That is a reality. You just, this isn't Pollyanna where everything's just happy and everything's going to go on. And I am very blessed. I'm very fortunate. I'm leading a great life, and I really am very fortunate. But it's still the frustrations that one has when you lose the sight. And it's not that your hearing gets better. It's not that your taste is stronger. It's that you pay closer attention, I think. And I believe no matter who we are going through something in our the hurdles that life presents and the things that you have to figure out how to get around and or over to go forward positively and productively, You just have to pay attention. You have to educate. You have to make good choices. And that's part of when I'm traveling, which 90% of it I do alone. And, you know, I really have to pay attention to everyone around me, what they do know, what they don't know. I know people don't know much about how to assist someone who's visually impaired or blind. And so I feel like I'm educating on every trip, basically, but it's very important that we pay attention to the world around us. And it's not just about someone who loses their vision. People lose their way in so many other ways. And you mm-hmm. look at everybody in our country today going through loss, whether you look at Florida or there's so much going on. And it is all about making good choices and trying to put that one foot in front of the other. But the washcloth story that I told you, Nancy, is, I mean, there are just days it's overwhelming. And I just have to cry into the washcloth, and then it helps release. It really does. I mean, you have to allow yourself to mourn whatever it is that you're losing or frustrated about, or somebody loses a job, or they've lost a home, or they've lost a relationship.
Now, I'm curious, though. On one hand, it's those washcloth moments where it's just really real and sad. And then another time, though, it's the choices where, I mean, you've gone to take the trash out and you've kind of creeped into your car and sat behind the wheel and cried. But that sounds like you're torturing yourself. Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in that spot?
I've never looked at it that from that perspective. I don't think it's torturing myself. I think I'm allowing myself to get through those moments of wishing I could drive down to the drugstore and pick out an anniversary card for Jim or something. And I'll never do that alone.
That makes sense. See, that makes sense. Yeah. And just wishing you could.
And so, and it's not all the time, but there are moments where you just you can hardly stand it. You know, it just drives you crazy.
Well,
not find the cap to the water bottle or something.
When it's rolling on the floor and you're like, I will find you. Yeah. I understand that. Now, it's interesting because you had to really grapple with, telling this story and representing Joe and representing Joy and everybody involved in your story. But eventually you did tell your story and you wrote a book and that book eventually became a movie on Lifetime. And the thing I'm wondering, because I think a lot of times people think, oh my gosh, if people only knew if my life was my life is like a movie. Well, yours was a movie. But
it was.
I guess what I'm wondering is, for everybody, you have to picture this. So her book gets picked up. It's being made a movie. I mean, at the time, Richard Gere's wife was acting as Joan, and you're on set, and there's this moment, there's this scene that, made everybody cry. What was that?
Carrie Lowell was the actress, and she's lovely. She's just an amazing woman, and she was so kind. But in the time during which I lost my vision, I was working with the students in a study hall in the evenings. I had moved on to a variety of positions, and there was a device at the time. Now, this is years ago, but there's a device, and it looked like the size of a baseball maybe, and one side was flat, and you would put that onto the printed page, and then I would lean my head down and put my eye on the top of this crystal ball-looking thing, and it would enlarge the print. Now, this is a little bit archaic now, and there was a day, it was going quickly, but there was a day I went up to the library on my own and was trying to read the printed page, and nothing was there. And so I wrote about this, and it's in the book, and they put it into the script. And Carrie Lowell, we were in a very old building, because the buildings where this school was built in 1852, so they found this place. It's awesome. And Carrie reenacted this, and they had to take, I may be exaggerating, but I believe it was 9 takes. And they were doing different angles and all this, and she was, because when I realized I couldn't see that printed word anymore, it was very emotional for me, and I was by myself. And she reenacted that, and it was, wow. My producers were crying, the makeup people, everybody, but they had to be quiet. But it was very, very, very powerful, and she did an extraordinary job. And, to take a moment of your life, Nancy, or anyone listening, a moment in your life that was the most poignant for you, and have someone reenact it genuinely and seriously so that it could be powerful enough for the audience to try and feel going through. It was a moment in my life that I'll never forget. And it enlarged what I went through.
Yeah,
there's so many days I don't think about it, Nancy. We're leading our lives day by day and going throughout business, and I don't think about being blind every minute, except when I run into an open cupboard door or something.
But, you and I are living at the same house. I know those cupboard doors, but I want to ask you, because gosh, time is going so fast here. But I want to ask you real quick here. There's just been the loss of sight, the loss of Joe, if even in your life, the pandemic, the clearing of your schedule, that for some reason, that loss, that having your sight taken away, having the speaking engagements, did the pandemic go away? That really got to you. Why?
I think my making the decision to become an inspirational speaker and traveling, I've been doing it for 30 years, and I wanted to make the decision. I wanted to make that choice to, not not travel and not speak anymore. And all of a sudden, the world told me, I was in control with making the decision on the vision loss. It's something they'd never seen before. You know, it's never really been completely defined.
Yeah.
It's an autoimmune deficiency that took my vision loss. But now, all of a sudden, okay, you're done. I'm guessing. Although, the industry is coming back and people are going out and speaking again. But it was very disappointing because the purpose, and only in the fact that I had people that would either come up to me or write to me or leave me a message or even drop me a note, how much my story had helped them through a very, very, very difficult time in their life.
Yeah.
And so there was a purpose. Not that there's a reason for me to go blind or a reason for Joe to die. We're not going to get a good answer to why, ever. You're just not going to get that answer.
That is like just the toughest of all toughs. Well, Joan, I really appreciate you today sharing your story because it is one that's important. And, it's not oftentimes that someone works at a school for the blind and goes blind. It's not oftentimes that somebody writes a movie and writes a book and it becomes a movie, right? So you've had a lot of really amazing good and bad experiences in your life, but I really appreciate you very much sharing them with us today. And we're going to keep looking out for you. More great things, I'm sure.
Well, thank you, Nancy. I appreciate the opportunity. I want to encourage people because we don't do this alone. Friend, your family, and for me, I had my faith that really supported me through all of this, and it was extraordinarily important.
Yeah.
You don't do it alone. We don't do this world without help. So there's so much going on, and I wish everybody to stay well, stay healthy, keep your chin up, and make good choices. That's my main hope.
Thank you so much, Joan. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
And for everybody listening, it's really about sharing our stories, knowing that we're not alone. And I thank Joan for sharing her story. And if you have been through it, if you have pearls of wisdom that you can share with us to help everybody live full out, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us at connect@livingfullout.com and make sure you give us your contact info. Make sure you let us know what you went through, what you learned, and we would very much enjoy having you on the show. We are going to continue today talking about following your senses and just what that looks like, because if you can just get all those senses going to the 10th power, just think about how unlimited you will be. So stay with us. I am Nancy Soleri. This is the Living Full Out Show. We'll be back.
To some people, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. But that's not necessarily true. By 6 months, they're combining vowels and consonants. By 9 months, they're trying out different kinds of sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on some meaning. Especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Early screening and intervention can make a lifetime of difference and unlock a world of possibilities. Take the first step at autismspeaks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I gotta tell you, I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too, but I'm glad we are.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and life experiences come together through conversation, and it feels good.
Wow, your story is so...
Interesting?
Yeah.
When people actually sit down, talk, and listen to one another, they can break down boundaries and connect as human beings. At lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep, you can listen to amazing, life-changing conversations and find simple tools to start a conversation of your own.
I know one thing. This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together by having the courage to start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When it comes to following your senses, you really want to make sure you embrace what it is that you hear. What do you smell? What do you taste? What do you see? Every sense can guide you in attaining what it is that you want in life. Remember, it's all about taking action, but when you have all your senses kind of as the speed to keep you going, now you can live full out.
You're listening to Living Full Out with Nancy Solari. As a professional motivational speaker, Nancy can assist you to blow through your setbacks and start living full out. If you have an inspirational story you want to share, email us at connect@livingfullout.com. Once again, here's Nancy.
Thank you very much for joining us today. I am Nancy Solari, and this is the Living Full Out Show. And today we're talking about following your senses. And, you know, I'll be honest, I mean, going legally blind, it's nothing I wish on anyone. It is tricky, and got to learn a lot of low vision aids, and there's a lot of things you wish you could do. You wish you could drive. You wish you could see people's faces. Now, on the same side of it all, I do appreciate my hearing. I can hear I love you. I can hear music, and that just fires me up. I haven't lost my taste, and I've definitely got my sense of touch. As certain things that make me feel just sassy and fun, and yet some that make me feel cozy and comfortable and that sense of home. And although my sight has left me, you know, it's interesting how my other senses have guided me. I mean, I remember years ago I was selling real estate, and I was in Santa Monica, California, and I was in between showings, and I was walking to a bus stop, and I smelled bread, and I knew that smell. It was Subway. And I was like, I felt like I was like a dog. I was like, where is that Subway? And I was starving. And do you know that the smell of the bread guided me pretty close to it. I was just one door down, one door off. And I asked somebody and they said, oh yeah, Subway's right there. And I remember thinking, wow, how amazing that that smell that I recognized could guide me. And I just super enjoyed my lunch that day. And then I also think about, you know, recent years here, you know, walking out, you know, with my guide dog, Frost. And, you know, Frost is great. He stops at every curb and he allows me to kind of tap my foot to feel the depth of the edge of the curb. And, or I go up a stair, I'm able to tap the edge of the stair and walk up the stairs. But Frost doesn't read suite numbers and, you know, Frost can't read street signs. But he's pretty darn good at what he does. But there are times when I need to listen. So Frost can get me from point A to point B, but, you know, I have to listen for the traffic. And when somebody is doing cane training or guide dog training, you do this mobility training where you learn how to hear and really pay attention and tactile, the feeling of the tactile plates, you know, when you do a dip into an intersection. And so it's so interesting because if I was like sighted Nancy and this had never happened, I never got retinitis pigmentosa, you know, I would just be, you know, running through life like normal, jumping in my car and doing all the things I would normally do. But I have to say, I don't know that it would be as rich of an experience because I smell things, you know, more strongly than I have before. And sometimes when I hear things, I'm not even sure who hears better, my chihuahua or me, because, you know, I hear people talking or a squeak of a chair or anything like that. And then, you know, most of all, when you do have a sense that is down, and it doesn't matter if it's as significant as me having retinitis pigmentosa and going legally blind, or, you know, somebody that maybe has allergies, or if you're sick and you know how you lose that sense of smell, we have to, when we are weak in one sense, rely on the others. And when you do that, you know, you just have comfort in knowing, okay, I'm one down, I got four. And you know what? Maybe there's a time when you're really not feeling well and you're two down and you got three to go, right? And don't forget that sixth sense, right? That intuition, following your instincts. You know, even though I can't see, I turn on that sixth sense all the time. I trust the flow of traffic and my instincts on when I should go. You know, I'm constantly listening to what people say. I may not be able to see them, but when I hear them talk, it fills in what I think they look like. Or I listen to the words that they say, and that sometimes helps me to see if I think they're genuine or being kind of salesy, kind of surfacey. So maybe, just maybe, consider blindfolding yourself today and taking the same walk I have. Or if you would like, you know, pretend putting something over your ears so you can't hear for the day. And what would that be like? I think when we can step in another person's shoes, it really gives, you know, empathy, but also it does open our world. It kind of gets us out of our rut, because maybe you feel like life is humdrum and not so great and, you know, have all these problems. But if you could put yourself in the place of someone who's in a wheelchair, someone that can't walk, someone that can't hear, maybe you would start to see, you know, what's happening in your life, just not as, you know, epic as it's making you feel right now. And most of all, as we consider following our senses, the biggest thing is make sure that you have fun, enjoy life, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it. I know sometimes we get stuck in a rut or we go to our favorite foods, but you know what? Shake it up. Try something you don't normally have. See something you haven't seen before. You know, every day we can be like kids. We can be like a baby that's doing something for the first time. It's up to you to take that action in doing so. So thank you everyone for listening. We're so proud to have been with you here today. We've got Dirk and Michael and Caleb and of course me. And we'll be looking out for you on the next show. As always, here's to all of you living full out. See you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Living Full Out Show with Nancy Solari. To learn more about this program, visit livingfullout.com for the latest episodes. Connect with the Living Full Out community by following us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Here's to you, Living Full Out.